Daf is Daf Lam and Gimel. So we, I take from the top two lines, I imagine two lines down, the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Dine Mamris Machzirin. The Mishnah said that when it comes to Dine Mamris, you could always retract, you could always be chozer and overturn a din, whether it was initially a zechus or a chova. So the Gemara quotes a Brisa or a Minhu, Don is a din zikas achayiv. The person judges a case, and he actually says that a person who's guilty is actually innocent, or opposite, chayiv is a zaka, he says the innocent person is guilty, or tim es a tah, or tir es a tameh, every single permutation he does makes incorrect psak. The lach is masha asa asoi v'yishalim v'beisa. The psak is final, you cannot be chozer, ein machzir noso, and the dayan is responsible to pay any damages, any the cost that he caused in making an incorrect decision. So this brisa here in the Gemara says you can't be chozer. But our Mishnah says when it comes to Dine Mamonos, which is a case of Zicha Techai V'chai V'Zakai, the Mishnah says you can be machzirim. So there's a stira. And so the Gemara answers, Amar of Yosef, Lo Kasher Kan B'Mumcha Kan B'Shein Mumcha. Depends whether the Dayan was an expert Dayan or not an expert Dayan. Tosos deals with Kan B'Mumcha. He says, referring to, in this case, based on other questions, he says a Mumcha here is referring to one who has Smicha. He's got Smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu, that whole Masorah. So if it's a case of mumcha versus ain't a mumcha, what's the difference? So look at Rashi says, two lines down, but mumcha, yesh bo koach lachzer. Mumcha, an expert, has the ability to overturn a din. V'lo matzi l'meimar le bal din. The bal din cannot say to him, ana ki taima kama didach avdina. I want to go based on your first reasoning. I don't want this second reasoning of yours. He can't say that because he's a mumcha. The mumcha, whatever he says is final. Aval b'she'ein a mumcha, the guy's a dying, he's not an expert, or he's not a samuch. So then, in that case, Matzi Amarle, the Baal Din can say to the Eino Mumcha Dayan, Mi Yemer the Taima Basa Didach Iker? Who says that your second psak is correct? Dilma Kama Iker? Maybe the first one's really the correct psak. Ubahai Hudata Isa, and you made a mistake in the second psak din. So in Eino Mumcha, he cannot be Choser because we have no certainty that his second din will be any better than his first din. But in Mumcha, we trust, who's an expert, who's at Smicha, there we trust that his second din, his second psak, is correct, and that's when you say machzir into the Mishnah.
But what's the case? Because I don't understand it. Because let's say if the dayan has to pay, that means that it's clearly proved that he made a mistake, right? Otherwise it's hamot mechaber laraya. So if it's clearly proved that he made a mistake, then the baal din cannot say, listen, how do you know that the first one was right? It's maybe the second one.
Good question. I don't know. Good question. Okay, then why would he be responsible for paying?
Sure, because it's also
okay. Okay. I don't know. Good question. I don't know.
We'll
okay, I'm not sure we'll figure it out today, but it's certainly a great question.
Okay. I changed my mind. That Mishnah that they're quoting simply says, well, you changed your mind, but that doesn't mean that the guy who took the money now has to give the money back. It's your problem. That doesn't mean it's the right. That doesn't mean it's right.
So then why?
He's declaring himself. He's divorcing himself, so he pays.
I don't know the answer, he's saying?
Well, he says, I'm reversing my decision. Mm-hmm. But he can't say, okay, so you have the money, you give it back to him. Because he's not a mumcha.
So he has to pay. Now that we've proved him,
he says I'm wrong.
That might make sense based on what we're about to see in the next piece here.
He's taking money from his own pocket. Just,
yeah, he says I made a mistake.
Sure as a thing.
Yeah, I made a mistake, but I can't force that guy to give the money back, so I have.
Uh huh. I hear. So he's just losing out. He's willing to, even though he knows, he's willing to admit his.
From his own.
He slept on it and realized what he did.
Okay, so that could make sense because the following we're about to see. The Gemara says, "V'hakatani doesn't over mumcha b'machzir. Is it true by mumcha you can overturn it and will trust his second decision?" V'hakatani doesn't the Braisa say, "Im haya mumcha lebezdin poter mitzlishalim," that a mumcha is poter from paying. And what's the ride from that case? Rashi says two narrow lines down, poter mitzlishalim, alma masha asa asa. Whatever is done is done. Umiu poter mitzlishalim dekaven the mumcha who mazla bisha. So fascinating Rashi here. Rashi says, why are we saying that the mumcha is pater, even though he made a mistake? Because he has a special protection as being a mumcha. And the reason why the mumcha made a mistake was not because the mumcha is guilty. but there's some bad mazel was involved, that the Baal Din's bad mazel had caused an incorrect psak, not because the mumcha made a mistake, and therefore he's parted from paying. But what we see is, even though he's parted from milshalim, the first din is actually final. You cannot be machzir no so, even in the case of a mumcha. So Gemara says, Amar of Nachman, the difference is really kan sheyesh gadol himanu b'chachma v'minyan, kan she'ein gadol himanu b'chachma v'minyan. Really, the situation here is, the Rashi says, yesh gadol himanu osa gadol machzir devar shazed yesh koch levata. The mumcha himself is never able to overturn his own rule. Whatever he gave initially was, that is final. And he's pots from paying, it's the bad miles of that guy. The only time you can overturn the mumcha's din is if some other dayan comes along, or some other bezdin who's greater in chachma in quality and in quantity and in minyan, and that second bezdin can overturn the initial psak of the bezdin, but that mumcha himself cannot.
So if he can, but he has to pay.
He can. Well, if it's overturned.
Himself, like let's say as a non-mumcha, like, so let's say the guy sleeps at times, actually I made a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
So you would have to pay in that case.
So I don't, from the Gemara, it's not clear. All we know from the Gemara is that you could overturn it. In the case where it's overturned by a greater bezin, does that mean the mumcha has to pay? It sounds like not.
No, in that case,
yeah.
No.
So in the anal mumcha case, then
no,
he would have to pay.
No, in the mumcha case, when there is no God only man. That's when the mumcha case...
Everything's final. Patim l'shalim, the psak is final, and patim l'shalim.
But let's say he, again... Yeah.
If he himself admits to it,
yeah.
So that we haven't seen, right? We haven't seen that being addressed.
Because that would be the same case as the one that's not mumcha.
But I would say he would be pater because based on the svar of Rashi, that's the bad mazel of that guy.
Right.
So he's pater. The post can talk about, because if a mumcha makes a mistake, could you remove him from his post as a dayan, as a judge? So many say you can't, because if a mumcha went through the smicha process, received yadin, whatever you need, and he made a mistake, Rashi says it was a mistake of the mazel, bad mazel. It's never my fault. It's always the bad mazel of him. But others bring a riot from the Gemara Bava Basra at the end that talks about a situation where they did remove one of the amaroim as a dayin, so maybe there are some instances you can remove him, but this is a very important sugya of whether or not you can based on this Rashi. Okay, the Gemara now says a new suggestion. Whether or not you can overturn a din or not. Rav Sheshi is Amar Kan Shetah B'Davar Mishnah Kan Shetah B'Shikol Das. What was the mistake? If there was a mistake on the first Mishnah, or was there a mistake in Shikol Das, some evaluation, which Gemara will explain what it is. We've seen this before there already. The Amar Rav Sheshi is Amar Rav Asi Tah B'Davar Mishnah. You make a mistake on the first text, a Mishnah that we expect every dying to know by heart. So then Choser, then it retracts. You have to retract the din. It's not considered a good din. But if it's a tah b'shikol das, if there's a mistake in his evaluation, his svara, let's say, eino chozer, that does not be overturned. So Amar le Ravina le Rav Ashi, afilo tah b'Rabbi Chiya Rabbi Ashi, even if you make a mistake in Rabbi Chiya Rabbi Ashi, Oshaya rather, and Rashi explains that, look at just Rashi, just some understanding of different Tanaic statements, afilo tah b'Rabbi Chiya, ha davar mishnah dekamar, miyamrina, when the Gemara says a davar mishnah is chozer, Miyamina, do we say afilu ta b'davar mishnah b'tosefta? The Bei Rabbi Chiya of Rabbi Oshaya, the toseftas that were added on to next statements from these amaraim, or rather tanaim, shem sidu ha tosefta, they organized the tosefta. V'sasmu ba mashasasmu, v'lo havi ikr, it wasn't the ikr called kach k'mishnah senu, they're not as primary as a mishnah is, shasasmu Rabbi Shaya gadomahem. So Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Oshaya had edited the Tosefta, but they're not as final, as primary as Rebbe, his organization and editing of the Mishnayos. The Chol Yeshiva Metzuya Etzlai Deshu Nasi. Everyone knew Rebbe's Mishnayos because he was the Nasi. V'diktiku Imo B'dvarim V'amidum Al Borim. And they went through with Rebbe Yehuda Nasi, figuring out whether the Mishnah was correct or not correct, how to fix it. As opposed to the Tosefta of Rebbe Oshaya and Rebbe Chiya, were not as well known and not learned as much. So the Gemara is asking, if the dayan makes a mistake on a mefurish tosefta, is that considered tara b'davar mishnah? And the Gemara says, Amar le'in, that's considered a mistake in the davar mishnah. So then the Gemara says, what about afilu b'dirav u'shmuel? Does that also qualify? This is based on, Rashi says, these are amaraim, which is not based on text, but it's based on svara. Is that going to be also, if they made a mistake in a clear rav and shmuel statement, is that also a tara b'davar mishnah? Amar le'in, that too. Afilu b'didi b'didach? What about even statements that we are saying, says Ravina Ravashi, the later, the last of them are Rhyme. What about things that we've said? The person makes a mistake on our statements. Would that also qualify as Tabud of Mishnah? So the response was, Amrlai, Atu Anan Katle Kane Ba'agma Anan? Are we simply like reeds in the swamp? Are we nothing? No, we also, what we say holds water. And the case is if a person makes a mistake, I mean, a foolish statement that either you or I say Ravina Ravashi, that would qualify as a Ta B'davar Mishnah. So now the Gemara asks, what about Heichi Dami Shikol Das? What's considered a mistake in an evaluation, an assessment? So Amar Papa Kigon Trei Tanai or Trei Amarai Depligi Adade. You have a Machlokas Tanaim or Machlokas Amarayim. Lo Itmar Hilchas Alokamar Velokamar. The Gemara doesn't conclude the discussion whether we passing like this way or that way. It's an open discussion. Vikrei V'Avid Kichaminayu, and one of them says, let's just passing like this way. V'Sugi D'Shmaita Azil Kiidach. But there is a Mefurish Gemara elsewhere that clearly goes according to one of them, but the Gemara doesn't say we hold like a bai. But if you just put it together, it's clear that the Gemara is passing like one of them. So that's a situation, Hainu Shekodas, where it's not clear, but they just messed up in terms of just putting a little bit more svara and analysis into understanding the sugya. And that would be a situation where it's not choser. So the Gemara asks the question, Esivei Rav Hamnuna, Rav Sheshes. Mice of a par of this, a Mishnah we've seen before quoted, about a mice of a cow. Shenidla ha'em shala, that they removed the uterus of the power so it couldn't have any calves. V'hechila Rabbi Tarfon l'klavim. And the Rabbi Tarfon had fed this para to a dog because he thought that since it didn't have an aim, a uterus, it was considered trefa and it's possible you can't eat it. He gave it to the dogs. Uba ma'isa l'fnei chachamim, this ma'isa presented itself to the desk of the chachamim, the Yavna. V'tiro, they said, no, such a cow is actually permitted to be eaten. It's not considered trefa. Shema tudus harofe, ein para v'chazera yotzeis me'achzandria shel Mitzrayim. This todus didn't want any cow or pig to leave from Mitzrayim, from Alexandria, with any uterus, because they didn't want any pigs and cows in any other place in the world other than in Mitzrayim itself. Elam kein choltchin ha'im shela, kidei shelo telet, so they shouldn't be able to give birth. So we see, though, it's able to live. They learn from this Gemara, it's not going to die. Trefa's definition is typically it can't live for more than a year. The fact that this was no normal, and they did have pigs and cows throughout the world that came from Mitzrayim that did live more than a year, indicates that it's not considered trefa. Rabbi Tarfon made a mistake in his psak. So I'm Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon said, Halcha Chamurcha Tarfon. He says that you're donkey Tarfon. Now I have to sell my donkey now to pay the mistake that I made in postulating that para was a trefa. It really was not considered a trefa. So Amalei Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says, no, patrata, Rabbi Tarfon, you're pater from paying, because shekola mumcha l'rabim pater milashalim. Any mumcha who makes a mistake, a mumcha l'rabim that's respected and accepted by the entire tzibur, such an individual is exempt from ever paying anything. So you're pater. So now the Gemara says, in light of this discussion, v'is, if it's really true, le'malei toa b'davar mishnah atav, toa b'davar mishnah choser. What do you mean? There's a mefurish statement here. So it should really be true that if he made a mistake in Davar Mishnah, a Torah B'Davar Mishnah has to be Chozer, you can retract the Din. And if it's retractable, that means you never have to pay for it. If it could be retracted, that should be really the reason why he's potter from paying, because you could overturn it. So the Gemara says, Chada V'od Kamar. Rabbi Kiva really said two things to Rabbi Tarfon. Number one, Chada, the Torah B'Davar Mishnah Ata, you made a mistake in a clear Mishnah, a clear statement that everyone agrees to. The Torah B'davar Mishnah Choser, and you could overturn such a din, and whenever you could be Choser, that means you don't have to pay. You only pay when the din is final. The din's not final, so you didn't make any mistake. You could always overturn it. And the second thing that Rabbi Akiva said to him, Inami B'shikol Das Ta'isa, if their mistake was based on an evaluation, so then, and that cannot be Choser, which means you would have to pay for damages, still you're also Mumchal Rabim Ata. So there are two reasons why, and we do hold that psak, we do hold on to that yesod, that a Ta B'davar Mishnah, we say, is Choser, and Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Tarfon, rather, would be Pater if it was a mistake in the Davar Mishnah. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, L'Ravah. My Kamosiv Rav Hamnuna L'Rav Sheshes. What exactly was this question in the first place? I don't understand. How can you retract what he did? Mipara. Nothing to return. He lost it. It's already eaten by the dogs. So what can you overturn? So the Gemara says, Hachi Kamarlei. I amris bishama ta b'davar mishnah inu chozer. If it's true that a ta b'davar mishnah you cannot retract, so then alma kam dina, then the din would be final. You can't overturn her. Hainu de kamafchid Rabbi Tarfon. That's where Rabbi Tarfon was scared that maybe now since it's final, Tavu davar misha eino chozer, he has to pay out of pocket for the mistake. The kamar leihu, Rabbi Kiva says to Rabbi Tarfon, not to worry, mumcha lebezdinata vata pater milishalem. You have protection because you have that license of paskining shilas and giving paskin dine Torah. You're pater, not to worry. But Eliyamr's Tabadavar Mishnah Choser, if you hold that if you make a mistake on a clear text, then we overturn the din. So then, Rabbi Kiva should have said to him, not that you're pater because you're a mumchel rabbim, he should have said that a more basic ptur, that Kevin Dilahave Para Dinach Lav Dina, Voloklum Avdis. So if the para would have been alive, not been eaten, so very simply, we would have just taken the par back and given it to the rightful owner, that's not Shefa. But since that's a din, Hashanami lo klum avdeh. So here too as well, you did nothing either. So what do you mean you did nothing either? So didn't he feed? Didn't say Rabbi Tarfon hechila para leklavim? He did a lot. He took the cow and fed it to the dogs. So he did a lot. So look what Rav Tosas writes here. Tosas says, Hashanami lo klum avdeh. Below not of anasim biyad airi. We're not talking where Rabbi Tarfon didn't actually take the dog, rather the cow. He didn't take the cow and feed it to the dogs. It's a case that they describe the Yad Ramah that since he gave a psak that's trefa, it's ki'ilu as if he actually fed it to the dogs. But it's not a case that he fed it to the dogs, because if it is, says Tosfos, di hachila Rabbi Tarfon himself leklavim. If Rabbi Tarfon took the cow and actually with his own hands fed it to the dogs, imkein tuva of it, he would. That's a lot he did. So it's a situation where he did nothing just based on his psak that the owner fed it to the dogs, and that's considered that it wasn't as if he did it. And the end of Tosis points out here, this has to go like the man damar, that dan dina degarme nav inachayef. When you pass in a situation where it results in an indirect damage, you give a psak, and the baal din responded, he reacted and did something that caused him a loss, that's called dina degarme. That's indirect damage. Rabbi Meir holds your chayef. The dayan would be responsible. If Rabbi Tarfon paskin, that's trefa, and he reacted, Rabbi Tarfon would be chayef. But we paskin like chachamim, that dina degarme is not considered mazik, and Rabban hold you actually pater for indirect damage. So even though Rabbi Tarfon paskin, that's trefa, and they responded by giving it to the dogs, Rabbi Tarfon the dying would be pater, and since that's the whole discussion. Fine. Gemara now says, last eight lines of the Amud here, of Chista Amar, Kan shenatel v'nasim biyad, kan shelo natel nasim biyad. The difference between the two Tanakh statements, whether you could overturn a Dini Mamre's case or not, depends whether or not the Dayan actually took the money and handed it over, or he didn't take it. So a situation where he took the money and said, you owe money, give me the $100, and he handed it to the other guy, so the Ramban explains that's a stronger type of Psak Din, and that's Einu Chozer. You cannot overturn that. Exactly. That's his. He's directly involved.
Okay, but you cannot say that if he didn't give the money, it's garmi. It wouldn't be considered. We consider it a straight fact, right?
If he actually took the money, that would be.
No, and if he didn't.
That would be garmi then. If he passed in one way.
But then nobody's ever. No Dayan is higher than anything that's mamonos unless he takes the money and gives it to him. Because then you consider everything garmi, and we hold that garmi is potter. I think garmi is not. I think garmi. This would not be garmi. I think garmi is when you say you give a psak and the other guy. When you give a psak that you owe somebody, you have to pay because that's a psak. When you tell the guy, listen, this is a treifa, you can do whatever you want. Keep her in, you know.
Uh-huh. Okay. Could be the Gemara is going to say something along those lines.
Because,
that makes sense.
Otherwise, you can never be mechay, right?
And that makes sense. Yeah, the Gemara is going to say something along those lines, which now would create a chilip.
The reason here is not—it's not that it's not garmi, it's just that it's a stronger thing.
Exactly, Ramban says it's a stronger psak din. What Ricky's pointing out here is when you give a psak din and they pay, that's not garmi, that's direct. That's right. That's a din, as opposed to saying that it's treif. You decided to feed it to the dogs. You also could have let the cow graze in your yard. That's considered garmi. Okay. So the Gemara says now again, kanchanot of anasim biyad. If he took the money from the hand of Reuven and handed it to Shimon as the dayan, that's a strong chazak type of din. That's final. But the case where shlonot of anasim biyad, he just gave the psak din and Reuven on his own, he listened to the dayan, but he on his own gave it to Shimon. That's a weaker type of psak din, and that can be chozer. So the Gemara explains, Bishma, I understand the case chayiv as azakai, where you made the innocent person chayiv, you made him pay initially. Kigon shenot of nasim biyad, you took out of the innocent person's hand $100 and handed it over. So now you, it's what's final is final, because it's strong. Alazik as a chayiv heichem ishkachasla. So if how is it a case when you say you're pater from paying, even though really it's chai, but you say you're pater, there's no transfer of money, so how is there a case of a strong psak din in that case? You just said you're pater and everything's over, there's nothing to transfer. Damle pater ata, that you said you're pater. Bahalo natal nasam biyat, but you didn't take anything from his hand, so how is that a strong din that could be overridden? The Gemara said, the Mishnah says that bein lezakai, bein lechayiv, you can always be ein machzirin. So you never have a case when you say a guy's pater from paying. There's never not of a nasim biyat. You're pater. So Gemara says, kaven damar pater ata. Once the dying says you're pater, it's kemo shenot of a nasim biyadam. It's as if you said it's final, as if you transferred money over from hand to hand. In which case, ein machzir nasa. Be'ela masnisa. Now our Mishnah, which paskin dekatani dini mamas machzirin bein lezuchos bein lechova. Our Mishnah says you could always override a psak whether you made a mistake, b'zechus or b'chove, either way, guilty or innocent. So Bishmar, in this end, the case of the zechus, mishkachas ladamalei, made kara chayv atav, lanatav, lanasim biyad. If I say that you're chayv when you're really not, so the next step is you pay money. So I never took the money out of your hand, so there's missing a step in the process, that's not a strong psak. I just said you're chayv to pay money, and that's why you could override it. Ela, l'chove heicha mishkachas le. When I make a guy chayiv, how is that case? How is that situation? Meaning what? Damar lei pater ata v'hamers. If I say you're pater from paying, so now the Mishnah says in a case where I say you're incorrectly pater, we could machzir, so we could override it. But didn't we just say above v'hamers kaven damar lei pater ata? Once I say you're pater, it's kemoshe nata v'nasim biyadam. It's as if I actually took money out of the hand and transferred over to someone else. And since that's like a commotion out of Vanasim Biyad, I should never be able to override Ein Machzir Naso. But our Mishnah says, Dine Mamun is Bein Lechova, Bein Lezachus, you can always be Machzir Naso. But by Paskin Pater, that's final, it's Ki'ilu not of Vanasim. I shouldn't be able to be Machzir Naso in that scenario. So the Gemara says, Chada Katani. The case of the Mishnah, even though it says Bein Zakai, Bein Chayiv, it's really one scenario. That what? Dine Mamunis Machzirin Lezachus Shechova. The situation where you can return, where it's a Zachus to one person and a Chova to the other person. Where I said to Reuven, you owe money to Shimon, and Reuven has to go and pay it. Turns out I made a mistake, so then we could say, okay, Reuven, keep the money. But it's a situation where I say, Reuven, you're putter from paying. And that's final, then the halacha would be ein machzir naso. So our Mishnah really just one case where there's a innocent party and a guilty party, where I say you have to pay money, and that lo nasa, not of nasa biyad. So Gemara, it gets a little tricky now. Gemara says, now if that's the case, if dini mamonis is really one scenario, where there's a zakai and a chayiv, so then the kavase, now we have to have a similar case, a parallel case in the case of dini nefashis, where it says machzir and lezachus. When we go back, we could override a psak din. If someone was guilty of din nefashos, we could always override it to say he's innocent. But v'ein machzir in lechova, and we can't overturn it in terms of a chova. The guy was innocent, and we say, you know what? He's actually chayv now. It's final. Once we say zakai, it's final zakai. So now the zechus. What's the case here? The zechus gredasa machzir in the zechus. What's the case of machzir in the zechus? It's zechus. Le gredaso, when it's just a gredaso and this is a chus, there's no other party involved. Vein machzirim lechova lezachus shechova. So look at the Rashi. Rashi is zachus gredaso she zachus lo vein lechova lebaldino. It's where there's only zachus, but there's no chai, there's no baldin. It's an iser, what's called ben adam lemakom. There's no other party involved here. Kigon chil shabbos o eshes ish. Now the fact that Rashi, as an aside here, puts eshes ish as a bein adam lemakom, that there's only one party involved, there's no baldin, that's not so clear, because obviously the husband is certainly a one who's involved here, and there's a discussion whether or not there's an element of eishes ish, there's an element of geneva, if you will, geneva of a husband's wife. So Rashi clearly assumes that there is no other party here who's losing out, but what the Gemara says as follows, that you can be machzirin lezachus when there's a case of zachus gredasa, when there's only an innocent party. What?
Because Aristotle doesn't mention eishes ish.
It doesn't. Oh, the Rashi does, but they.
I know. So there must be a reason why they usually mention. They usually quote Rashi pretty precise. So the reason they look it out.
Could be because that can, it could be. I didn't see anyone talk about this.
Well, does it mean because there's no financial element to the Ashes ish?
I don't think that's the point, but yeah, you think so?
I don't know. I guess we have to see what does it mean. Because again, what are you accomplishing by then changing your
name? You see from the cases. Next case, the chova is there's no. It's not a financial issue. So again, machsirin all the zechus. When you could you overturn it to make the guy innocent? It's when there's a chus great us where no one else is losing out. There's only one party involved. The no af and the no fs or the chil shabbos. There's no other party, so it's always a chus. But you can't be machsir in lechova. What that means is now there's a chus kshichova. When it's going to make one party innocent, but some other party is going to now be guilty, so that's a situation where you cannot be machzir in also. So chavasa deman, where is there a case of dina nefashos where some other person is going to get a chova? Dina nefashos, by definition, there's no financial gains or losses here. So Gemara says, Lokashia, chovasa de gol hadam. The chavas of the goldam. Why? Shekasha Rashi says shekasha beina b'shezenitza. It's so bothersome to him that his relative was killed, and now he's not able to take revenge on this individual. That's a chovah to him. So Gemara says mishum chavasa de goldam katlinin leilahai. So because we don't want to have the goldam feel bad, we want him to get his revenge. So too bad. I'm sorry. You have to kill this guy, even though we just found an innocent proof for that he's innocent. So the Gemara says. Not only that, my bain kasha. How could you say that case above that dini malmanus bain lechova bain the zakai is really one case where there's a zakai and there's a chayv case. It's one situation. Bain means whether it's case A or case B, and the Gemara ends up as a kasha, in which case we throw out this explanation of who is this Rav Nachman? I think it was Rav Chista rather. There can't be a difference between natov and nasan biyad versus shilo natov and nasan biyad. Okay. Gemara says Ravina comes to the protection of Rav Chista, the defense of Rav Chista, and Ravina says no. You could say as follows: Amar, it could still be a case of where the dying was natal v'nasan biad versus shalom natal v'nasan biad. So we said the question was: when I say you're pater and you don't have to pay anything, so we say that's final because there's no transfer of money. So he says no. Maybe the situation could go in shahayelo biado mashkon v'natal v'meno. It's where that guy had a mashkon. So I'm not giving the mashkon, he owes me money. And the dayan says, no, Reuven's pater from paying you. You will need to return the mashkon back to Reuven. So that's the case where the dayan was not all the nasan the mashkon. So even a case where a person's pater from paying money, there still can be a situation of transferring something, namely transferring over the mashkon. And what about the case Ravina says, Timesa Tahor? So you guys says that the Tahor stuff is actually Tameh. So where is the involvement of the dayan where he made a strong din where he was actually not of an asam? It's a case de agi be sheretz. He said, "I'll show you so much that your stuff is tahor. I'm going to take the sheretz and have it touch your taros." So that was his way of making a very proactive din and a chazak din which can't be overturned. Or what's a case where tirsa tameh? All that stuff which you claim is tameh is actually tahor. And I proved you it's tameh. It's tahor rather. I'm taking all that stuff that's tameh. I'm throwing it into the pile of tahor stuff. So he now was Sheirvan Bain Perosov. Turns out he made a mistake, but since he was not of a Nasim Biyad, he was creates a Din Chazak and cannot be Ein Machzir Nosa. Fine. Gemara now says Din Nefashos. When it came to the Din of Din Nefashos, the Mishnah says you can be Machzir and Lezuchos. If it's going to protect him from death, you could return and overturn the Din, but if it's Lechova, we can't. Once he gets a Din Tzedek, he's Pater. So asks the Gemara, Tanur Rabbanan minayin shel yotzei mi bezdim chayev v'amr echad yeshli lelamed alav zechus minayin shemachzir noso. A guy's going out to be killed. The guy says, "Wait, I got proof that he's innocent." We bring him back to bezdin. Tamalomar naki al taro. Don't kill a person who's innocent. Minayin liyotzei mi bezdin zakai. Guys who walks out of bezdin, he's pater from the death penalty. V'amr echad yeshli lelamed alav chova. I know some guy says, "I know he's actually guilty. I've got proof. I got a video camera." Minayin she'ein machzir no. So how do you know you can't bring him back? It's final. Tamalomer tzaddik al tarok. Once he's a tzaddik, once we give him psak din of being a tzaddik, you can't kill the guy. So Amar of Simi Barashi v'chilufa le'mesis. Everything this week's parsha, mesis, it's the opposite when it comes to a mesis. Dichsev lo sachma v'lo sechasa alav. We don't have any mercy. We don't cover it up. If the guy is a tzaddik, we find the reason to say he's chayiv, we bring him back in. If the guy's a chova, we find him to be a tzaddik, we don't overturn it. So Rav Kana Masni Michi Yaharog Targenu. He learned that from the different pasuk in the parsha. The pasuk has a different. It says Ki Harog Targenu. Why did it have a double lashon? You kill him twice. You kill a guy only once. What does it mean Harog Targenu? I mean, we do whatever we can to get this person killed, to avoid any type of missionizing. Mar now says, by minei Rabbi Zeira mirav Sheshis, the following question. Chayiv Galios minayim. What's halacha Chayiv Galios? The guy was given a psak din that is Chayiv Galos. Can we bring him back or not bring him back? Is it classified as a din nefashos where we're only machzirin lezuchos v'shul v'chova? Or is it like din mamunos, the guy's not dying, in which case you could always overturn it, whether it's bein l'chova, bein l'zakai. So Gemara says, Asir roteach roteach, that we learn exer shava roteach roteach from din nefashos, that it machzirin lezakai, bein machzirin l'chova. What about Chayiv Malkios? How do you classify that? So Asir Rasha Rasha, we have a Gzer Shava, just like Dina Nefashos. It's only we're Machzir and Lezakai, not Lachova. So too for Malkos. Tani Nami Hachi, Chayiv Galios Minayin Asir Rotech Rotech, Chayiv Malkios Minayin Asir Rasha Rasha, like we just said.
So, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
If he's Chayiv Galios and they find out that somebody has a Tzad Heter, so you turn
bring him back, right. But if he's innocent from Galus, then I said, no, I think he actually killed the Shogeg, we don't bring him back in.
No.
Just like the Din Nefashos. So Gemara now says, Vein Machzir in Lechova, we don't bring him back Lechova. Once he's walked out Tzaddik, we can't ever overturn it anymore. So Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochan, Vuhusha Ta B'davar She'ein HaTzukim Bovdim Bo. It's only if the mistake is something that the Tzadukim don't admit to, meaning there is some ambiguity to it. So he passed in a certain way, so the Psak is final, he's innocent. Aval, if the dying made a mistake, Ta, even the Tzedukim Odenbo, that everyone knows, that's what we would call a Zil Karbei Rabu. That's go call your Rebbe. That's telling you that the basic, anything that first grader would know, we expect the dying to know, that type of mistake is not considered a mistake even. That's just really nonsense, and the din was never a din. That would be the exception where you can bring out a guy who walked out of Bezdin and the Tzaddik, you can bring him back in Lechova for din and Fashos if it was such a basic mistake. So, by Minei, Rav Chiya Bar Abba, May Rabbi Yochanan, what if you made a mistake regarding some type of Eishes Ish Halacha? So he says, Amar Lei, Ad Moktach Yakid Zio Kotz Karche Vitzale. What does this mean? So look at Rashi says, two wide lines down, Ad Moktach Yakid Kotz Karche Vitzale. Bod Sha'ish Dolekes, when the fire is still burning, Kotz Diluyin, cut some Gor Chelcha Vitzale Osan, and roast them. Take advantage of the fire. Kolomer, be'od sha'ata osik b'shmaischa, when you're involved in the sugya, tein leiv lahavin lahosav lekach. Go analyze further. Hare, shmas mimeni, tabu davar she'tzedukim bodim b'chozer. V'hai davar she'tzedukim bodim b'chozer. This is something, a noef and noefes, everyone knows him, a first pasuk in the Torah, parsha achrim osim parsha shekadoshim, and the aser shedibros, that's aser, eishes, ishes, aser. So even the tzedukim bodim. So what's the shaila here? This was a clear psak. You can be chozer. So Itmar Nami, it was said as well, Amar Rabbi Ami, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Tabinov chozer. You could be chozer because everyone knows that it's not permitted. It's an Issa deraisa, Veishes Ish. So Elahechi Dami, Ein chozer. So then what's a scenario where you can't be chozer? There, look at Rashi explains here, halfway down the wide lines, Elahechi Dami, Ein chozer. The Katani B'Masis in our Mishnah says, Stam, that Dina Nefashos Ein Machzir in Lechova. You never bring back a case of Din Nefashos. If he walks out at Tzadik, you never bring him back. It sounds like every case of Din Nefashos, there's going to be a scenario where you can bring him back to Chova. And we say we don't, but Halacha is Ein Machzir. So where's there ever a case by the world of in the world of Eishes Ish where there can be a mistake that the Tzedukim are not Modim Bo? So the Gemara answers, Amar Rabbi Abo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kigon Shita Shelo Kedarka. That there is a Shaila, it's not Mefurish in the Pasuk, Shalokadarka doesn't state explicitly whether it's Aser or not in Eishes Ish. The Lach is it is Aser, even Shalokadarka. So that's the ambiguity that the Tzedukim wouldn't admit to. If there was such a mistake in Bezim, that would be a situation where they would override.
It's interesting that you said before, the Maisa, if it's a Safek, the husband can live in Knesset.
If it's a Safek,